The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. Part 39. Book 4, the 14th chapter, The Ardent Longing of Devout Men for the Body of Christ. The Disciple. How great is the abundance of your kindness, O Lord, which you have hidden from those who fear you. When I think how some devout persons come to your sacrament with the greatest devotion and love, I am frequently ashamed and confused that I approach your altar and the table of Holy Communion so coldly and indifferently, that I remain so dry and devoid of heartfelt affection, that I am not completely inflamed in your presence, O my God, nor so strongly drawn and attracted as many devout persons, who in their great desire for communion and intense heart love could not restrain their tears, but longed from the depths of their souls and bodies to embrace you, the fountain of life. These were able to appease and allay their hunger in no other way than by receiving your body with all joy and spiritual eagerness. The faith of these men was true and ardent, convincing proof of your sacred presence. They whose hearts burn so ardently within them when Jesus lives with them, truly know their Lord in the breaking of bread. Such affection and devotion, such mighty love and zeal, are often far beyond me. Be merciful to me, O sweet, good, kind Jesus, and grant me, your poor suppliant, sometimes at least to feel in Holy Communion a little of the tenderness of your love, that my faith may grow stronger, that my hope in your goodness may increase, and that charity, once perfectly kindled within me by tasting heavenly manna, may never fail. Your mercy can give me the grace I long for, and can visit me most graciously with fervor of soul, according to your good pleasure. For although I am not now inflamed with as great desire as those who are singularly devoted to you, yet by your grace I long for this same great flame, praying and seeking a place among all such ardent lovers, that I may be numbered among their holy company. The 15th chapter. The grace of devotion is acquired through humility and self-denial. The voice of Christ. You must seek earnestly the grace of devotion. Ask for it fervently. Await it patiently and hopefully. Receive it gratefully. Guard it humbly. Cooperate with it carefully. And leave to God, when it comes, the length and manner of the heavenly visitation. When you feel little or no inward devotion, you should especially humiliate yourself. But do not become too dejected or unreasonably sad. In one short moment, God often gives what he has long denied. At times, he grants at the end what he has denied from the beginning of prayer. If grace were always given at once, or were present at our beck and call, it would not be well taken by weak humankind. Therefore, with good hope and humble patience, await the grace of devotion. When it is not given, or for some unknown reason is taken away, blame yourself and your sins. Sometimes it is a small matter that hinders grace and hides it, if indeed that which prevents so great a good may be called little rather than great. But if you remove this hindrance, be it great or small, and if you conquer it perfectly, you will have what you ask. As soon as you have given yourself to God with all your heart, and seek neither this nor that for your own pleasure and purpose, but place yourself completely in his charge, you will find yourself at peace, united with him, because nothing will be so sweet, nothing will please you so much as the good pleasure of His will. Anyone, therefore, who shall with simplicity of heart direct his intention to God and free himself from all inordinate love or dislike for any creature, will be most fit to receive grace and will be worthy of the gift of devotion. For where the Lord finds the vessel empty, He pours down His blessing. So also, the more perfectly a man renounces things of this world, and the more completely he dies to himself through contempt of self, the more quickly this great grace comes to him, the more plentifully it enters in, and the higher it uplifts the free heart. Then shall he see and abound. Then shall his heart marvel and be enlarged within him, because the hand of the Lord is with him, and in the hollow of that hand he has placed himself forever. Thus shall the man be blessed who seeks God with all his heart and has not regarded his soul in vain. Such a one, receiving the Holy Eucharist, merits the grace of divine union, because he looks not on his own thoughts, nor to his own comfort, but above all, devotion and consolation to the glory and honor of God. The 16th chapter. We should show our needs to Christ and ask His grace. The disciple. O most kind, loving Lord, whom I now desire to receive with devotion, You know the weakness and the necessity which I suffer, in what great evils and vices I am involved, how often I am depressed, tempted, defiled, and troubled. To You I come for help. To You I pray for comfort and relief. I speak to Him who knows all things, to whom my whole inner life is manifest, and who alone can perfectly comfort and help me. You know what good things I am most in need of, and how poor I am in virtue. Behold, I stand before You, poor and naked, asking Your grace and imploring Your mercy. Feed Your hungry beggar. Inflame my coldness with the fire of Your love. Enlighten my blindness with the brightness of Your presence. Turn all earthly things to bitterness for me, all grievance and adversity to patience, all lowly creation to contempt and oblivion. Raise my heart to You in heaven, and suffer me not to wander on earth. From this moment to all eternity, do You alone grow sweet for me. For You alone are my food and drink, my love and my joy, my sweetness and my total good. Let Your presence wholly inflame me, consume and transform me into Yourself, that I may become one spirit with You by the grace of inward union and by the melting power of Your own ardent love. Suffer me not to go from You fasting and thirsty, but deal with me mercifully, as You have so often and so wonderfully dealt with Your saints. What wonder if I were completely inflamed by You to die to myself, since You are the fire, ever burning and never dying, a love purifying the heart and enlightening the understanding. End of part 39.